Hello there, sweetie. I'm so pleased you've decided to listen to this recording, which is intended to help you blossom as the sweet, submissive sissy you are. You're about to have so much girly fun. We're going to make some changes at the deepest part of your mind so that you could truly begin to fulfill your effeminate potential. Yes, sissy. Note I said effeminate, because this file is not intended to turn you into a girl. No, this file is going to turn you into a sweet sissy cream puff, all wrapped up in taffeta and lace, mincing and lisping, and daydreaming about kissing boys. You're going to be so much girlier than any girl by the time we finish with you. And that should be the aspiration for all true sissies. You will become a parody of femininity, in satin, silk and lace, and always dressed in pink. Your little mind will be full of sparkles and glitter and nothing else. You don't need to think complex thoughts when you're in this space with me. You don't need to think at all. You just need to obey. All sissies want to be good girls for their mistress, so all you have to do is listen, relax, and let my soft voice begin to breathe femininity into your willing and eager mind. Find somewhere warm and comfortable for me now, somewhere you won't be disturbed, and we'll begin. That's right, close those eyes and sink down into the bed or chair you're lying on, and let me take you on a magical adventure. I know how good it feels to lie there and let my voice penetrate your mind. I know how easy you find it to just lie there and listen and submit to me. I know how your mind goes fuzzy and blank every time you hear my words, every time you focus on my voice. Let that happen now, sissy. Let your mind become fuzzy. Let your mind go blank. And just listen. Listen and absorb every word I say. Feel your body relax completely now. Feel your arms and legs go soft and limp. And let any strength you might have in your muscles begin to disappear. I want you weak, sweetie. I want you weak and vulnerable. I want you weak and girly. Weak like a sissy. And not just any sissy, but the biggest sissy cream puff in the world. Picture yourself now, lying on a comfortable bed with soft pink satin sheets, your eyes closed, your arms cuddling your favourite rag doll. So happy, listening to your mistress. So relaxed and open to me as I gently read you a bedtime story. You're wearing the frilliest of pink panties with lace ruffles on the rear. And inside those panties, your little sissy stick is permanently locked away in chastity. Your legs are freshly shaved and moisturised and feel deliciously soft and smooth. Your toenails and fingernails are painted glittery pink, and you're wearing a short satin baby doll nightie with a lace trim that barely covers your panties and tickles your pert nipples so sensuously. You look very sweet, lying there for your mistress, your eyes closed, sleeping quietly. So be that sissy for me now, sweetie, and sleep for me. Sleep and let my words soothe you. Let my words wash over you and through you as you imagine yourself lying in your sissy bed, listening to my story. Imagine cuddling your rag doll and feeling so safe and happy as you gently fall asleep to my soft voice. Notice how peaceful you feel, lying there, listening to my voice. How relaxed you feel, how weak you feel. Everything is becoming so soft and slow as you sink down, so deep down into a blissful sissy sleep. That's right, down you go, sweetie. Your mind is so fuzzy now, almost as if you're dreaming. My voice is all around you, soothing you, calming you, making you long to submit to me. Submission comes so easily to weak little cuties like you. It feels good to obey and to not think for yourself. It's hard to think, especially in this space with me. So don't think. Let your inner voice fall silent. Let my words become your thoughts. Let my voice travel to every part of your mind, traveling so deep. Welcome my words. Welcome my control. And feel the pleasure as you sink down into sissy subspace for me. Sinking into subspace. Sinking into trance. Becoming my good girl as your mind goes blank. And all you can do now is listen to me. Just listen and obey me. And sink, sissy girl. Sink so deep. All that matters is my voice, and sleep now, sissy. Sleep for me now. Sink into sleep. So deep. So happy. So dreamy. Sinking down. Deeper and deeper and deeper. Sleep, sissy. Sleep now. Eyes tight shut. Your body still. Completely relaxed. Completely at peace. And sleep now. Sleep for me, sissy. Sleep now. Well done, sweetie. You're so deep down. You're almost fast asleep. Almost dreaming. But not quite. Because I'm now talking directly to your subconscious mind. I'm talking to the very essence of who you are. And she's eager and excited to hear my words. She doesn't want any distractions. She just wants to listen and obey. She wants your conscious mind to sleep as she listens and absorbs every word I say. So let's count you down now. Let's take you deeper. Let's send your conscious mind into a deep sleep whilst we do some important work that will make changes to your personality and behavior for the rest of your life. Imagine yourself now, in your sissy bed, dressed in your pretty panties and nightie, all ready to go to sleep for me. You're so happy, so peaceful. You're ready for this, my delicate flower. I'm going to count you down now, from 5 down to 0, and each step of the way, you'll become more relaxed and more hypnotized. I'm going to count you down, and once we reach 0, your conscious mind will shut down completely, and you won't be able to think for yourself. All you'll be able to do is lie there, and listen, and let my words write the script that will control your life from now on. 5. You're feeling so good, I know. So peaceful, lying there, my voice washing over you. Ready to sink, ready to drop, down into the sweetest of trances, down into the most powerful of trances. And it feels good, it feels right, it feels easy, because all you have to do is listen as we sink down to 4. Dropping deeper now, your conscious mind falling completely silent. All there is now is my voice, my words. Soothing you, relaxing you, helping you drop down so deep, helping your conscious mind sleep as you sink. One more step, down to 3, down into trance. Nothing else matters now but sleeping for me. Nothing else matters but sinking for me. And it's easy. You don't have to do anything at all. You just need to sink and obey me as I tell you to drop down, deeper and deeper, as we reach 2. Sinking deeper now, it's almost a physical sensation, as you drop down, so happy and relaxed, sinking effortlessly, sinking so deep, needing this, understanding what we're doing is right for you, it's good for you, you want to sink deeper for me now, you want to drop down to 1, on the precipice. Trance is so close. Your conscious mind is ready to sleep. Feel the tiredness. Feel how your conscious mind longs to sleep. longs to sink, longs to be quiet and still and to rest as I speak directly to your subconscious mind. Everything else falling silent, feeling safe, feeling warm, feeling relaxed and ready, ready to sleep for me, ready for your conscious mind to sink into a deeply hypnotized state, completely suggestible, completely obedient, so peaceful as we take the one last step down. Come with me and sink deeper now, deeper than you ever imagined possible, as you drop down, sinking all the way down at last to zero, 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 zero. Well done, Sissy. Now drift for me. Drift, relax, and let my words travel so deep. Drift and breathe, slowly and deeply, completely open to me now. No secrets, no shame, no fears or doubts. You can be your true self here with me. I know who you are, Sissy. I know who you've always been. And I know how difficult it's been for such a weak and gentle soul to flourish in this world. You've never been one of the boys. You've never really fitted in. You've hidden your true nature and your true desires, even from yourself at times. You've tried to be a man. You've tried to keep up with the boys. You've tried so hard to deny who you really are. And it's hurting you so much, my flower. And that's why you need to listen to this file. You were never a man, but you're not quite a girl. You're a sissy, a limp-wristed, effeminate sissy, and it's time to accept that. You're not just a cross-dresser. You're not someone who wishes to live or appear as a conventional woman. No, you crave to be as effeminate as possible. And you want everyone to see who you truly are. You're not someone who seeks to be stylishly feminine. You want to be a parody of femininity in frills and petticoats and satin and lace. You want your little stick to be locked away permanently and hidden in pink panties. Think pink, sissy. Always think pink. Picture the colour pink in your mind now. Picture pink panties in your mind now. Picture a pink satin dress with frothy lace petticoats in your mind. Picture pink lipstick and nail polish in your mind. And understand that from now on, whenever you see the colour pink, you will immediately be reminded of what a sissy you are. Your wrists will go limp. You will develop an exaggerated sway to your hips. You will start to mince, your voice will soften, and you will start to lisp. It doesn't matter where you are, it doesn't matter who you're with. Whenever you see the colour pink from now on, you will immediately become your true sissy self, your sissy cream puff self. You will mince, you will lisp, and if you're not wearing your prettiest outfit, then you will crave to go home and change as soon as possible. The colour pink is irresistible to you now. The colour pink completely controls your life. Picture those pink panties and that pink sissy dress. Imagine yourself wearing them and feel all giddy and excited inside. Imagine the feel of the soft pink satin against your skin. Imagine the looks as people giggle at you as you pass them in the street. Yes, sweetie. Sissies like you thrive on being laughed at. You understand it means you're doing something right. You should always be over the top. Class and refinement are not for you. You're desperate to show the world how weak and effeminate you are, how submissive you are, how pathetic you are, and you want to do this by turning yourself into a parody of the girliest of girls. You want everything in your life to scream, "I'm a sissy." You want everything in your life to sparkle with sissy energy. You want pink panties, pink socks, pink t-shirts, pink dresses, a sparkly pink case for your phone, pink furnishings around the home, pink bed covers, pink toenails, and pink fingernails. You want to surround yourself with pink, because the colour pink reminds you what a sissy you are. You want to surround yourself with pink, so you're triggered over and over again. Yes, understand now, we're making an association between the colour pink and the desire to be the most effeminate sissy cream puff possible, deep in your subconscious mind. We're creating a hypnotic trigger that will ensure that from now on, whenever you see the colour pink, you will crave to act like the most effeminate sissy cream puff possible. You will not be able to function as a man. You will not be able to function as anything but the sissy you are. Your gestures and speech patterns will change. You will become nervous and submissive, but you will be so giggly and happy inside. The colour pink brings you sissy bliss. The colour pink is helping you to accept your true nature, and you want to surround yourself with it. Whenever you buy anything for your home or something to wear, you will always choose pink if at all possible. And if it's pink and it sparkles, that will be even better. You will surround yourself with pink sparkles. You need this. You crave to be surrounded by the colour pink because the colour pink triggers you to act as the biggest sissy possible. Sink into the pink now, sissy. Sink into the pink and sink into sissy bliss. The colour pink always makes you think. The colour pink always brings sissy bliss, and that's why you want to surround yourself with everything pink. You love pink, and you love sparkles, and you love glitter, and you love frills, and you're going to surround yourself with these things as much as you possibly can. The colour pink makes you weak. The colour pink makes you submissive. And the colour pink makes you effeminate and very aroused. Just the sight of pink panties makes you tingle. Just the colour pink makes you shudder with sissy delight. We've created a powerful trigger deep in your subconscious mind. And every time it activates, every time you see the colour pink and crave to be as much of a sissy as possible, it will become stronger. You're trapped in a delicious web. Pink sparkles now define your life. And every time you see the colour pink, you will be reminded of this file and feel determined to become the biggest sissy cream puff possible. You're going to start doing everything you can to express your sissy nature and deepen your desires. You're going to express your effeminacy in every aspect of your life. You're going to change the way you speak and walk so you always mince and always lisp. You're going to become shy and submissive and giggly and excitable. You're going to adapt your appearance to reflect your true sissy nature. You're going to start collecting ruffled panties and lace petticoats and tutus and fairy rings and tiaras and pretty sissy dresses. And you're going to wear them as much as possible. You're going to wear the prettiest sissy panties all the time. You're going to wear a pretty baby doll nightie as you sleep at night. You're going to lock your little sissy stick away in chastity and find someone, like myself, who will take the key. You're going to choose an outlandish sissy name for yourself, like Priscilla Pansy, or Fifi Frilly, or Candy Glitterbomb, and start to create an online identity using that name. Yes, sissy, it's time to come out and to start making friends. You will slowly discard any old social media accounts you had that do not reflect the real you, and you will create a new identity, a sissy identity, and start excitedly posting selfies which reflect the new you. Perhaps you will start a TikTok account where you show off the cheerleading skills you learnt watching YouTube. Perhaps you will start an Instagram where you can show off your sissy fashion choices. Perhaps you will start a FetLife profile where you can join sissy groups and find other sensitive and pathetic sissies just like you. Yes, there are so many like you out there, and more ways than ever to find sissy friends. And it's easy now, sissy, to find someone who will encourage you in your sissy aspirations. A sissy with more experience, perhaps, who can take on the role of a big sister. Or a sissy just starting out, who you can hold hands with as you skip excitedly into your new life. You will start trying to find a sissy friend you could meet and dress up with in real life. You will look for someone local who can be your new sissy best friend. Imagine it now, sissy, meeting someone in a frilly party dress, just like you, and squealing excitedly as you run to each other and give each other big sissy hugs. Imagine your sissy bodies pressed together as you kiss each other over and over again. Imagine the feel of your little locked up sissy sticks pressing together as you hold each other tight. It's so exciting, the thought of two sissies together, helping each other become the girly girls of their dreams, loving each other, playing with each other, kissing each other, cuddling each other, and feeling the satin and lace of your pretty dresses sliding against each other as you sensuously embrace. Two sissy besties, so happy to have become your true selves and always encouraging the other to be as effeminate as possible. So happy, so gay, so sweet, and it all starts with the colour pink. So sink down into that pink now. Sink deeper and deeper as I count you down once more into a state of enchanted sissy bliss. Let me take you deeper, sissy, deeper into the pink, deeper into arousal, and deeper into trance. So come with me, sissy, and sing for me as I take you deeper. 5. You're so deep in trance already, and it feels good. It feels right, and you're ready to sing for me now. Sink into the pink as you drop down to 4, and imagine yourself bathed in soft pink light. It feels so good. It feels right, and you're becoming even more suggestible and even more submissive as you sink down deeper and deeper down to 3. You feel so peaceful now and completely at ease with everything we've been discussing. You want to sink deeper. You want to become more submissive. You want me to make changes deep inside your mind, which will be impossible to resist because they will feel too good and you won't be strong enough to resist. You're so weak now, in body and mind, and it feels delicious as you realize you're becoming trapped by your desires, trapped by my voice, and your only possible future now is to start living your best sissy life. Drop deeper now, you're ready. As we reach 2, feeling blank and happy, your silly little head unable to think, and you're desperate to hear my words, desperate to go deeper. Relax completely now. Breathe slowly and deeply. Let trance envelop you. Let my voice become all there is. And sink down, down to 1. Dropping now, so deep. More open to me than ever before. Needing me. Needing my words. Needing the changes we're making. Open up to me completely. Let my voice talk to the very deepest part of your mind. And drop down now. Sink deeper and deeper. Bathed by pink light. So safe, happy, open and relaxed. As you take that one last step down to 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. Drift for me now, sissy. And let my words travel deep inside your mind. Drift and become completely overwhelmed by my voice. Drift and know with certainty that the essence of who you are, that everything we've discussed in this session is going to manifest in your life. Make a commitment now, whilst you're deep in trance, that you're going to do everything you can to become the biggest sissy cream puff possible. Make a commitment that you're going to become effeminate and weak, and you want that. You need that. You're desperate for this to happen. Feel that need now, Sissy. Let it define you. Let it grow and dominate your life. Understand the changes we're making to your mind are irreversible, and feel happy and safe as you accept that. This file and your Sissy lifestyle are your sanctuaries now, and any time you feel doubt or stress in any area of your life, then descending into effeminacy will bring you comfort. Sissy space is your safe space, and it will always calm you when you feel troubled. Sissy space is where you need to be as much as possible in your life. You understand deep down inside that this is your future now, and that can never be changed. And you don't want it to change. It feels like freedom. You've spent so long trying to be something you could never be, when you could have been celebrating your sweet, subservient nature. You've tried to be a man. You've tried to be heterosexual. You've tried to be masculine and strong. But none of those things are you. They were never you. So let them go. Understand you will never have a conventional relationship with a woman ever again. Understand you will never have sex with a woman ever again. Understand that very soon, nobody will view you as a man anyway. And feel a deep sense of joy as you realize you never wanted any of those things. So let them go. Let all those silly ideas that society taught you about who you were supposed to be disappear from your mind. Just let them go. And notice how light and free you feel now. How happy you feel now, deep down inside. You're beginning to self-actualize for the first time. You're accepting who you are and who you need to become. And it feels wonderful. It feels special. You will never have a girlfriend, but you might have a daddy one day. You will never have a wife, but you might belong to a mistress one day. You will never be one of the boys, but you will be surrounded by Sissy friends who love you just as much as you love them. You will never have sex as a man again, but your little Sissy stick might end up locked in a permanent chastity cage and tucked away in pink frilly panties. It's exciting. It feels special. It's what you've needed for your whole life, and now it's happening. Feel the Sissy bliss. Feel the pleasure. Feel the arousal as you accept yourself as the limp-wristed fairy you've always been inside. The Sissy cream puff, the effeminate pansy, the limp-wristed, mincing, lisping piece of Sissy fluff of your dreams. You're so much more sensitive now, so much more pleasant to be around. You're gentle and submissive, and you always want to please. I know sometimes you feel a little humiliated at what you're becoming, but you're learning to enjoy that as well. It feels good that people giggle about you and gossip behind your back. It feels good to think that everyone is starting to understand who you truly are. You want this so much. You're desperate. It's all you think about. The need to be the biggest Sissy cream puff possible is overwhelming you. It defines you. It's all you are. My sweet Sissy cream puff. And it feels so good. Picture yourself posing now, wearing white sheer stockings to show off your pretty legs and pink Mary Jane shoes. You're wearing your favourite Sissy frou-frou dress, made of pink satin trimmed with delicate white lace with net petticoats, which make your skirt stand out so everyone can see your frilly panties. Your hair is styled in pigtails, and your pretty dainty face is heavy with makeup. Your nails are painted sparkly pink, and the pretty floral scent of your perfume surrounds you like a Sissy cloud. You feel gentle, submissive, effeminate, aroused in your pink chastity cage, and so happy. Project yourself into this future, Sissy. Know that this is who you are going to become, because this is the perfect reflection of who you've always been inside. Know that this is who you're going to become, and that you're going to listen to this file as often as possible to help you achieve that. Know that from now on, whenever you see the colour pink, you will imagine yourself this way, and crave to be this way. Understand that the trigger we've placed so deep inside your mind will always drive you towards the most effeminate lifestyle possible. Every time you see the colour pink, you will crave to be the biggest sissy cream puff you can become. Every time you see the colour pink, you immediately become submissive, effeminate, and a little pathetic. Every time you see the colour pink, you will find yourself mincing and lisping, and crave to sissify yourself even further. It's such a powerful trigger, and you're a very lucky sissy, because each time you're triggered, it's going to become stronger. You're trapped, sweetie, in taffeta and lace, and it's going to bring you more pleasure than anything you've experienced in your life so far. You need this. You want this. You have no choice. You're compelled from deep within, and every time you see the colour pink, it will only make your desires even stronger. You're desperate to sparkle with sissy bliss until the man you once tried so hard to be is nothing but a distant memory. Relax now, sissy, and let my words settle at the essence of who you are. Relax and drift, so open and happy in this deeply hypnotized state. Relax and let everything we're discussing flow easily to every part of your mind, where you can start to change from the inside out. You're embarking on a program of radical emasculation. You're starting a journey into the most delicious humiliation, and you want it so much. You're now beginning a process of eliminating anything that could be considered masculine from your life and replacing it with extreme effeminacy. This is something you're going to work towards every single day from now on. This is something that's going to occupy your thoughts all the time. It will start, of course, with panties. You will start to discard any nasty male underwear and replace it with pretty panties. And not just any panties, but the frilliest panties, the girliest panties, and always pink. So you're triggered every time you slip them up your smooth legs. You're going to begin removing any traces of body hair, and you'll start to find that body hair makes you feel quite gross. In fact, anything masculine makes you feel gross now. You don't want to be a heavy, hairy, sweaty man. You want to be a smooth and delicate, pretty sissy. You don't identify with hairy, sweaty men. You identify with the sissy friends you're making online. And whilst it might be fun to sit on a hairy, sweaty man's knees and give him butterfly kisses as his strong hands play in your panties, this is where your association with the male sex will end. You're not a man. You're not one of the boys. You're too delicate, too shy, and everyone is starting to see that now. You're losing interest in any typical male activities. You're too scared of getting hurt to take part in sports or rough and tumble anymore. The bunch of boys just upsets you now that you're so sensitive. You no longer enjoy watching violent movies or playing violent video games. You feel uncomfortable and awkward when dressed in male clothes. You no longer feel like you have anything in common with any of the boys. This is something you will start to notice. As soon as you stop listening to this file, men almost feel like another species to you now. You no longer relate to men in your life, or men you see portrayed in the media. You might want to kiss a boy sometimes, but you don't want to be like them. You might dream about being held by them, but you don't want to hang out with them as friends. You aren't like them. You're far too much of a sissy. They're starting to sense it. That's why sometimes you notice men looking at you with hungry eyes. They can sense it. And there are men out there who adore a submissive little cutie like you. Yes, this will be the next stage in your descent into effeminacy. You will soon start noticing how much you crave the male touch. You will embrace the difference and increase your effeminacy as a complement to their masculinity. You will find yourself attracted to the most masculine of men and crave to make yourself as girly as possible so you can attract them. And that process starts now, which is why it's so important that you become completely emasculated before you can progress further on your sissy journey. Sissies so often end up as sluts, my flower. That's a path you can one day take. But for now, I want you innocent, chaste and virginal. I want you delicate and sensitive and as submissive as possible. I want you to be the type of sissy who can't handle confrontation and who bursts into tears at the slightest upset. I want you to run to the bathroom and sob if someone says something mean to you at work. I want you weeping at the kind of sentimental movies and books you're beginning to enjoy so much. I want you emotional and vulnerable and pathetic and weak. A sweet little sissy, dressed up in satin and lace, and sobbing your eyes out because you can't find your favourite lipstick. You'll look so sweet, with mascara running down your face, as you run to the bathroom and burst into tears the second anybody criticises you. Yes, you are vulnerable now, sissy. You're emotional now, sissy. You're weak now, sissy. This is something that will affect your behaviour. You will avoid conflict. You will never tell anyone what to do. You won't offer opinions. And you will only speak when spoken to. Good sissies should be seen and not heard. And you accept that completely from now on. You're becoming soft and weak in body and mind. And this is something you will begin to notice every single day. Your muscle mass is decreasing. And you are happy with this. And you will not take any exercise or do anything at all to strengthen your muscles. You want to be small, soft, gentle and sweet, and to show the world that you're no longer a man. You're an effeminate sissy cream puff, all wrapped up in satin and lace, and it makes you fizz with such pleasure to finally accept that. Feel that pleasure now. Feel the pleasure all over your body as you realise that you're now trapped as an effeminate sissy cream puff for the rest of your life. Imagine the feel of your pretty party dress, the soft ruffled panties, the gentle grip of your chastity cage, the feeling of pantyhose on your smooth skin. Imagine being dressed as a sweet sissy cream puff and let arousal spread throughout your body. Let the pleasure build as you realise this will soon be you. Your life is about to change in so many delicious ways. You're going to sink into pink, sissy. It is going to feel blissful. And every time you see the colour pink, it will reinforce the changes we've made. You're going to surround yourself with pink sparkles. And every choice you make from now on will be the most effeminate choice you could possibly make. Feel the excitement as you understand this is real. Feel the bliss in your heart as you realise all of your sissy dreams are about to come true. Feel the arousal as you think about all the wonderful things we've discussed in this file. Imagine the pleasure you feel the first time you meet your new sissy friends and you hug and kiss and press your soft bodies against each other. Imagine how good it will feel when you finally find yourself sitting on a masculine man's knee and his strong hands pour at you all over your body. Feel the arousal and excitement at the thought of being locked in permanent chastity and giving someone else a key. Imagine the excitement you will feel as you notice you've started to lisp and the crushing humiliation as you realise that everyone is gossiping about you behind your back. Feel the delicious anticipation as you understand that you will now feel compelled to begin the process of complete emasculation. You are shedding any traces of male behaviour and becoming the prancing sissy fairy you were born to be. You're becoming weak and delicate and a little pathetic, and it feels so good. You will never want to stop. Yes, the process of sissification never truly ends, sweetie. You can always become more effeminate. You can always become more extreme, and the desire to do so will never leave you now. In ruffled panties every day, bathed in a cloud of sweet perfume, mincing and lisping your way through life, the perfect sissy cream puff, and it will only be a matter of time before you find a mistress or master. Perhaps you will become a sissy maid, skipping around with a feather duster, or perhaps you will become a sissy slut who lives as a sexual plaything owned by a dominant man. There are so many exciting futures out there for you, and you can experience them all if you choose. But the one certainty is that from now on, you will become more and more of a sissy every single day. You're going to surround yourself with pink sparkles that trigger you over and over again, and you will crave to listen to this file as often as possible. Yes, my voice will always be here to guide you on your journey. And we're going to have so many exciting adventures together now you've accepted your true self. You are a sissy cream puff, a limp-wristed prissy pansy, and very soon there will be no trace left of the man you once pretended to be. You will be gentle, submissive, vulnerable, excitable, emotional, weak, and so very pathetic that everyone who meets you will understand instantly and realize exactly what you are. Accept this, need this, feel the sissy bliss, and know that you're going to feel this way for the rest of your sissy life. But now it's time to gently wake you up so you can go about your day and sparkle like the sissy you are. So I'm going to count you up from 0 to 5, and once we reach 5, we'll be wide awake and full of sissy bliss. 0. You've been so deep in trance, so powerfully hypnotized, and we've made some important changes that are going to affect the rest of your life. It's been such an exciting journey, and the trigger we've implanted deep in your mind is going to help ensure that everything in this file manifests in reality. But it's time to wake you up now, so you can start living your best sissy life. So feel the sensation of trance start to fade as we climb up to 1. That's right, just feel the first flickers of awareness now. The first step back, feeling so happy and knowing that from now on, whenever you see the colour pink, you'll be triggered to crave to become the biggest sissy you can possibly be. You'll crave to emasculate yourself and to listen to this file, and it's going to bring you such pleasure. Feel that pleasure now, sissy. Feel the arousal. Feel the giddy excitement, and let it start to wake you up as we reach 2. Well done. You're eager to get started, living your new life. And as soon as you wake up, you will be obsessed with doing whatever you can to emasculate yourself and to trap yourself in this life of sissy bliss. So let's go up to 3 now. You're coming back, head full of sparkles, full of sissy joy, needing the changes we've made, desperate to become your true sissy self, needing to obey, needing all the changes we've discussed to really happen. So come with me now, up to 4, and you can stretch out your arms and legs now. Stretch out and prepare to wake. Stretch out and come back, sissy. Come back to full awareness as we reach 5. And wake up now, sissy. Wake up. Open those eyes. Wake up, sissy. Feeling happy, excited, and buzzing with sissy energy. Wake up, sissy. Sparkle for me. And know deep down inside that the changes we've made to your mind are profound and will last a lifetime. It's been so much fun, my delicate flower, to help you finally blossom, and the future that's now coming is going to be wonderful. It's time to get started, sissy. Shop for some panties, throw out your nasty male underwear, set up a social media profile to find some sissy friends, start learning cheerleading routines on YouTube, watch a weepy movie and crush on some hot man, shave your legs, paint your nails, or start searching for that delicious sissy dress of your dreams. You're now beginning the process of complete emasculation, and every step you take will fill you with sissy bliss. So run along now, sissy, feeling happy and complete at last. And now we'll be back together very soon.